The 29th of December, we have six games tipping off in about half an hour, and we also have a trade to talk about. Not a massive trade, but I don't know. It's big enough. It warrants some discussion. This is the Sunday pre-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. And find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Go and subscribe, go and download, do all of that stuff. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. All right, so there are six games. There is a trade. I woke up 20 minutes ago to the news of the trade between the Lakers and the Nets. The Nets sending Dorian Finney-Smith. These are the key pieces. Dorian Finney-Smith and Shake Milton to the Lakers. The Lakers send back D'Angelo Russell. There are other pieces. There's trade picks and all sorts of things. But in terms of fantasy, that's who is on the move. Very quick initial reactions without digging into it too much. Let's start with Finney-Smith heading to the Lakers. Good for the Lakers in terms of real life basketball, I think. What does it mean for Dorian Finney-Smith? Look, he was sort of borderline-ish anyway. So I think he probably comes in. There's a chance that he starts. This probably hurts Max Christie a little bit. He'd been starting and playing quite well. I don't know. It's 50-50, I think, who starts there. But I think for the Lakers, for Finney-Smith, it probably hurts him in terms of usage, touching the ball, things like that. He's still going to play a meaningful role. I think he'll play close to 30 minutes, 28, 30 minutes, whether it's off the bench or whether it's starting. So I think we're still rostering Austin Reeves, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Max Christie, deeper leagues, Finney-Smith, maybe in 12s, maybe. Certainly not a must roster. Shake Milton hurts him, obviously. He had been playing well in Brooklyn. He will come in, and again, from a real-life perspective, I think this is a good move for the Lakers. It does give them some guard depth. They lose D'Angelo Russell, but they have Gabe Vincent there. They now have Shake Milton there. Even Finney-Smith can handle the ball a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. So, but for fantasy, Shake Milton, I think, is pretty much done in 12-team leagues. For D'Angelo Russell, going back to Brooklyn, I'm assuming he'll just start. This hurts Ben Simmons. I assume that they will just start Russell and move Simmons to the bench. Does Russell stay? Probably not. For this season, though, maybe. I'm not sure how easy he would be to move. And I haven't looked at all the contract sort of limitations, all that sort of stuff yet. So, assuming that D'Angelo Russell stays, which I don't think he will be on this season, or he'll be moved at some point, but if he stays for the remainder of this season, it just makes sense for them to give him minutes, roll him out there. He's still a good player. So I think for D'Angelo Russell, it's a good move. Ben Simmons, it hurts him. That's not to say he's a drop. I just think he'll go back to the bench. He'll probably still play minutes in the mid to high 20s. So I think he'll be okay. Noah Clowney is probably someone we need to go and add now if you hadn't added him already. he could start alongside Nick Claxton at the four. Jalen Wilson has been starting, but Cam Johnson, Cam Thomas also returning today. We're not going to see what this looks like today because D'Angelo Russell obviously won't play today. But I think Clowney is probably a winner here if we want to look at winners and losers. All right, let's do the games very quickly. All right, let me just set that up. Wasn't expecting to get up and talk about a trade this morning. All right, and the first game of the night is Brooklyn at Orlando. So for Brooklyn, Cam Johnson is back. Cam Thomas is back. Ben Simmons is back. Well, he missed as a result of a back-to-back. So he is in the lineup as well. Obviously, no Dorian Finney-Smith here, so Clowney will likely start. Let's see what Cam Thomas can do. He is coming off the bench, so they're going to ease him back in. It was a soft tissue injury. So he'll probably play minutes in the low to mid-20s, I think. I've activated him everywhere, but that was simply because I could move someone else into the IR spot. Clowney, as I said, let's see how he goes. Look, he's been playing starters minutes the last few games anyway. So we have an idea of what we're going to be getting from him. Keon Johnson takes a hit when D'Angelo comes in. But, for tonight, I think we're streaming in Keon, we're streaming in or adding Clowney, however you want to look at it, and Jalen Wilson maybe as well. For the Magic, they are starting Wendell Carter Jr., probably a matchup kind of thing here. That will see Trevellyn Queen move to the bench. Anthony Black is out with a back injury. So, hang on, I have some water. So, Trevellyn Queen should stick in a pretty significant role, even though he's coming off the bench. Cole Anthony probably does a little bit more with Anthony Black, but he's very hit or miss. De Silva was bad in that last game, but had been good prior to that. So I think he is still someone you could consider tonight, as is Caldwell Pope, if you need threes and steals. Indiana at Boston for the Pacers. Andrew Nembhard off the injury report tonight. He's very close to a 12-teamer. Common sense would say he shouldn't be, but the way Halliburton's been very sporadic and good and bad, Nembhard has been fairly consistent and solid. So he is someone I think who probably should be rostered. TJ McConnell, if you need assists and steals, is, as we know, a very good source of both of those. Obi Toppin is questionable to return from his ankle injury. If he is back, he is he's a streamer. He hurts, obviously, him coming back hurts Jarris Walker. Toppin had been playing really well, but they are playing Boston, so you have to keep that in mind here. For Boston, Drew Holiday, questionable. Kristaps Porzingis is out, so Al Horford will likely start and should be rostered. Luke Kornet in deeper leagues if you need blocks and rebounds. And if Drew Holiday is out, Peyton Pritchard, Sam Hauser, one of those guys will start. Probably Hauser, I think. That would make Hauser a really nice stream target tonight if you need threes. Atlanta at Toronto, Dyson Daniels out again with his illness. So we will assume they will go with the same starting lineup with Vete Krejci as the starting shooting guard. Bogdan Bogdanovic could return. So with Daniels out, Bogdanovic would have to do a bit more. If he's available, I would consider streaming him in, but it might be too late. Games tip off in 20 minutes and they don't play for 3 hours. So you might not be able to. It might be a bit of a flyer on him. Garrison Matthews has been pretty good the last little bit. If you need threes, give him a look. Keaton Wallace might play more minutes, but isn't really someone yeah, probably isn't someone we want to look at tonight. For the Raptors, Jakob Poeltl, questionable to return. His return would send Kelly Olynyk back to the bench and make him very borderline, probably 20 minutes. As we know, he needs about 25 to be a fantasy asset. Grady Dick, keep rolling with him. Agbaji has been pretty ordinary. I don't think we need to be rostering him. Although against Atlanta, always a favourable matchup for anyone who relies on points as a fantasy base, which Agbaji does to some degree. So maybe in slightly deeper leagues, give him a look as well. Jacoby Walter and Jamal Shedd, who were both playing well before their respective injuries, are questionable to come back. Bruce Brown is also questionable to make his debut. He will be very limited, I would assume, if he plays. But really, this just confuses things in Toronto with all of these guys coming back. So I wouldn't say I have a name that we need to target here. Miami at Houston. Okay, Miami. Jimmy Butler out again, still on the toilet. So Jaime Jaquez will probably play. Look, he played last night. He started. He continues to get steals at a stupidly high rate, but he only played 20 minutes. Alec Burks has been giving them something off the bench. If you need points, maybe give him a look. Terry Rozier also getting a bump with these injuries, so he is someone to look at for points and threes. Oh, excuse me, these early morning holidays. Nikola Jovic, Pelé Larsson, These guys are just very mid. The Miami rotation is weird. So there's a few other guys streamable tonight who I'd rather. For Houston, Dylan Brooks, questionable. Tari Eason, questionable again. If Dylan Brooks returns, that would send Amen Thompson back to the bench. It would make Cam Whitmore a non-factor. They might still try and squeeze some minutes for him. If Tari is out, at least if Tari is back, then maybe Whitmore doesn't play. He was out of the rotation for a long stretch there. So if you want to hold him tonight and just see, because if Brooks and Eason are both out, then he probably plays a role. And again, they don't play till a little bit later, given the early tip-off in the Nets Magic game. So it is a tough one. Put him in your lineup and just cross your fingers. Memphis at OKC. Now, initially there were rumors that Finney Smith was heading to Memphis for, I think it was Kennard and someone. Obviously that didn't happen, so we just continue as is. For the Grizzlies, Marcus Smart out, Ja Morant out, Santi Aldama out, and all their other injuries as well. So Scottie Pippen will start. He is someone we should be looking at tonight. They don't seem to want to push him to 30 minutes, but even in 25, 28 minutes, he can get you assists, he can get you steals, and he can get points from time to time. So I think he is worth grabbing. Luke Kennard if you need threes. Brandon Clark is questionable. If he doesn't play, Jay Huff becomes a deeper league probably. But again, look at the matchup here. They're against OKC, who are obviously a very defensive-minded team. So good, should be a good game. Despite the injuries, I'm still looking forward to watching this one. For the Thunder, Cason Wallace and Lou Dort are off the injury report. Alex Caruso remains out. Both Wallace and Dort are stream guys for tonight. This hurts Aaron Wiggins. It hurts AJ Mitchell, Isaiah Joe, Kenrich Williams. Wiggins was a nice play yesterday, but now I think we can just move on and stream someone else in. Where are we? Spurs at Wolves for the Spurs. Harrison Barnes will likely start. He'll continue to start, but Julian Champagne has been outplaying him quite clearly. I still don't know if Champagne's an ad, but I would stream him in. I would view him as someone you could just pick up for one game and hope and then move on if you need to. So I don't mind Champagne here, and to a lesser extent, Keldon Johnson, just if you need some points and you might get lucky and catch him on a good night. For the Wolves, Mike Conley has been very bad, looks a little bit washed. DiVincenzo, on the other hand, is trending up. I think Conley can be streamed in tonight, but I don't see us holding him beyond tonight unless we get something that we haven't got all year from him. Dante DiVincenzo should be rostered at the moment. Be ready to drop if we need to, but as I said, trending in the right direction there. Jaden McDaniels, we know who he is. We know what we get. He is very up and down. Maybe tonight's a good night. If you have an empty spot, no, none of these other guys are available, and you need some defensive stuff, give him a look. All right, that's all the games. Let's just have a look at some questions. So a lot of them are going to be trade-related, I would assume. What does the trade mean for D'Lo? I dropped Amen Thompson for him as soon as I saw the news. I think it's good for D'Lo. Would I have him over Amen Thompson? They're very different, obviously, but I personally prefer Amen Thompson, but that's not saying he'll be better in terms of fantasy. I just prefer him as a player. D'Lo will score. He'll get assists. Think of what Dennis Schroeder was doing to start the season, and then probably is Russell better than him? Probably offensively, yes. Defensively, no. So, yeah, you're probably going to get top 80, top 70 D'Lo. But a consistent role is obviously something that we like. Is he going to be a top guy like his 2019 Nets form? Look, let's have a look at where are we? Let's have a look at D'Angelo Russell when he was in Brooklyn, the numbers he was putting up. I mean, the answer is no, I don't think he will. But where are we? Seasons. I said all seasons. What's it doing? Oh, come on. This is very slow. I think my internet's on holidays as well. Oh, why is this painfully slow? Yeah, the answer is no. I think we're not going to get that version of D'Angelo Russell. The Nets are obviously a very different team. Here we go. All right, Brooklyn version of D'Angelo Russell. So he was there for a couple of years. If we look at that season, that 2018-19 season, he averaged 21 points, 7 assists, 1.2 steals, 3 threes. Do we get that version of him? I don't think so. I think he might hit 30 minutes, but I think we'll probably sort of get what we got towards the end of last year, 18-6 with close to a steal, which is still very good. It's probably, as I said, still top 70-ish. I think that's what we get at this point. Would I drop Suggs or Mark Williams for a shot at D'Lo? In a points league. Points league is different. Mark Williams is in a points league, doesn't have as much value. You could consider dropping Suggs once Franz and Paolo are back. I think I'd rather have Russell in a points league, but right now probably not. So this would depend on whether you can sort of it's not a stash, but Suggs could be better than him for another month to 2 months, and then you reap the rewards. Mark Williams, not as much value in a points league. What's he going to be in? 12. He's probably 30-ish points. Russell, yeah, similar. They're probably pretty close, I think. Matt Carmody has D'Lo and DFS on the same team. Holding DFS, yes. Yeah, absolutely hold him and see what happens. Okay, so D'Lo can't get traded because of the 60-day rule. Yeah, I think it's the buyout that would be something they'd consider here. He doesn't have a particularly friendly contract. They may look to buy him out, but I guess it, I don't know. It is early. If they think they can move him and get something back at some point, then they might do that. Who should I drop with the Kuzma news? All right. What's the Kuzma news? Anyone? Let me have a look. Just, I'm assuming it's just that he's back. Or is this a trade? There's not much. Kyle Kuzma. Yeah, I don't really see anything concrete here. I can see that he's interested in being traded, but that doesn't mean he's going to be traded. Yeah, okay. Traded to Dallas. Yeah, well, that would obviously not be great for him. Who would I have Kuzma over any of these guys? Champagne, yes. Dinwiddie and Grimes, yeah, maybe. I mean, we're still not sure who's got what role there. It's a bit up and down. Chad is big on Tyrese Martin today. Are you crazy? No, I don't think so. I mean, we don't know. We don't know what the Nets are going to do from one game to the next. So, yeah, Tyrese Martin, he's one of those names in there with Jalen Wilson, with Keon Johnson, that you can consider. Would I drop Castle for Max Christie? Yeah, I think I would. I'm not that high on Castle. I know he's been reasonably good this season, but I like Max Christie's role there. Even with Finney Smith coming in, I still think that they've figured out Christie needs to be in the rotation. Okay, yeah. So Kuzma coming back from injury, does it impact Champagne? Yeah, it does. If he's traded, that also impacts Champagne, depending on who were to come back. Champagne's pretty borderline anyway with Kispert, who returned, Brogdon returned, there was someone else. Oh, Keyshawn George returned. So Champagne has been trending down. They may lean into him a little bit more later in the season, but right now, yeah, he's not a must-roster player, I don't think. All right, and that will do. That will do. We've covered the trade. Sorry, reading stuff. Is D'Lo a three steal and double-double high assist player? Steals, I wouldn't count him as a steals guy. He might get you one, but it's certainly not a strength. He's threes, he is some assists, and he is some points. That's what he does. And honestly, he's probably going to be pretty annoyed that he's been traded to, well, I don't know. His mindset's either going to be, I've been traded from a team that's looking to win, playing with LeBron in the spotlight, all that sort of stuff, to a team that's struggling, isn't going to make the playoffs probably, that traded him away. Or is he going to be, well, here's an opportunity for me to bump my trade value up, my overall value up, and get some numbers on the board, so to speak. Are the Nets done with trades? Probably not. I think they would be willing to trade players here because, as I said, they're looking at building for the future, not building for wins this season. So they would be, I'd be looking to move Claxton if I was them, because I think De'Ron Sharpe is a nice option. So anyway, we'll see what happens. I'm going to let people go and set their lineups. I need to go and set my lineups. I will be back later today with a post-game show. We may get some more details on the trade and that sort of thing, but that was some initial reactions. there. Thank you, as always, for listening, for downloading, for listening, whether it's on YouTube or whether it's on Twitter or wherever. Blue Sky, can't watch on Blue Sky yet. But thank you, everyone. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at FBIBasketball.com.